Hey, before we get started, if you are ready to pass your exams and become a licensed architect, you're going to want to listen to this. We are revolutionizing architectural education. It is my goal and mission to help as many people as possible become licensed architects while still maintaining their happiness. So introducing The Architecture of Play. This is our secret podcast series that will transform the way you study and prep for your ARE. Imagine having a happy work-life balance while also pursuing your dream of becoming a licensed architect. I promise you, it is possible. Our 7-episode private podcast gives you exclusive access to the secrets that can make this dream a reality. Remember, the more fun you have, the more likely you are to pass your exams and become a licensed architect. Start listening today at dci.beyoungdesign.com/secret podcast. Don't miss out. This is going to transform your exam prep and help you enjoy the process of becoming a licensed architect. All right, enjoy the episode. It can be really overwhelming that you have no idea what they're talking about. One of the biggest things that people deal with when they're going through their exams, and one of the things that can really halt people from getting started or getting back in it or staying consistent, is being overwhelmed. And overwhelm is a really broad topic. What exactly is overwhelm? I mean, I could feel overwhelmed by a dinner choice, or I could feel overwhelmed by having to pass my next ARE, right? So there's overwhelm is kind of a big, broad thing. So today I want to dive into understanding kind of a little bit more about what overwhelm is, and then how we can manage it. What are some tips that we can do to make it a little less overwhelming, and so that you're not constantly sitting there throwing your hands up feeling like, oh, I'm just so overwhelmed, because I know so many of us say that exact thing. So first, let's just dive into what exactly is overwhelm. There is a few different types of overwhelm. And for this, obviously, I'm going to kind of discuss it based on the exams. So the first one that I want to dive into is content overload. So when we are learning new things, it's really easy to become overwhelmed, but it means we're learning. So, you know, when you're learning to ride a bike, it can feel really overwhelming at first because you're having to figure it all out, you're learning new things. With the exams, you're not only learning new skills, but you may be learning totally new concepts, new vocabulary, all that good stuff. So content overload can quickly become overwhelming. And this is seen even in the very beginning when you go on NCARB's resource list in the ARE handbook. Even that resource list can quickly push you into overwhelm because there is so much content in there that the idea that you have to now go in there and understand all that, be tested on that, that is very quickly overwhelming. So understanding that that is normal, that that's likely going to happen so that you can create some tools in order to manage that, is super important. Now, again, we have 6 exams to take. So not only the content overload, but even just the exam overload. There is a wealth of knowledge that we need for these exams. And I would say also the thing that can quickly feel overwhelming is people who are taking these exams, you, for example, have gone through school, right? You have worked in the profession. You understand architecture, likely at a deep level. And yes, there are some people who take their exams well in school, but still, you understand architecture at a pretty deep level, and likely you're pretty passionate about it. And what can feel overwhelming is when you go in and start to learn what is on these exams and you go through the content, it can be really overwhelming that you have no idea what they're talking about in some instances, right? We often come into these exams with a lot of optimism because we love what we're doing, we're passionate, we're excited to get this next stage going, we want to be licensed, and then we get in there and it's like, What? Did I even go to school? Am I starting from scratch? Like, what even is this? It's like a master's. It's like a PhD. So that can feel overwhelming because we've already done so much and now it's feeling like we have to do more from scratch. So I will let you know that yes, there's a lot of stuff on the AREs that we didn't necessarily learn in school, or maybe it was quickly brushed upon. And it makes sense because then basically school would just be about the ARES, but school's really about how do you think like an architect? How do you design? How do you work with clients? How do you give presentations? How can you create designs and then be able to speak through those designs and convey those to a client, which is critical. And that's not really what the ARES are teaching you. The ARES are teaching you the fundamentals, how to run a business, how to run a successful project, all the different stages of that, the health, the safety, the environment, all that stuff, which of course is critical for a building, but it's almost like school is like this foundation to then get you to the ARES. So that content overload can feel quickly overwhelming. And again, we'll go through kind of some tools to help with that. But before we do, I want to just dive into two more other types of overwhelm. So the second one I want to talk about is time management. Most of us taking these exams are not just taking the exams. We're also working. We have families. We have other things going on. And so the time management aspect of balancing all of that can quickly feel overwhelming. And it's really important during this time to create priorities and make sure that you are prioritizing what is most important to you in order to alleviate some of that overwhelm for time management, because even so much as like an added lunch with a friend that you don't really even want to do, or you haven't even seen that person in 10 years, even that can quickly throw you into overwhelm for time management. So just be aware of that. Again, there's tools that we can work on for time management to alleviate that a little bit. The next one is test anxiety. This is a huge one. There's a lot of pressure to pass and to do well on these exams because it means the next stage of our career. It may mean a increase in salary. It may mean a totally different job position. It may mean quitting your job and going off and starting your own architecture firm. So there's a lot of pressure that we put on ourselves, that our employers possibly put on us, that other peers put on us, and then possibly family that put on us as well. So that in itself, that test anxiety can quickly feel overwhelming. And so that is a different sort of overwhelm. It's more of an emotional overwhelm. And a lot of times our brain is doing our best to protect ourselves at all times. And so if our brain perceives a threat of any kind, then it will shut down. And so if we start looking at the exam as a threat because we might not pass, it's emotionally overwhelming, then our brain is going to start shutting off and procrastinating and avoiding taking the exams, avoiding that feeling and avoiding that situation that's going to put us in an uncomfortable position. And so having that anxiety around the test, having that added pressure can quickly turn us into overwhelm, which can lead to burnout. So it's really important to manage test anxiety and manage the pressure that we ourselves put on us and the pressure that the outside forces are putting on us as well. Okay, so let's talk about some strategies, because yes, it's important to know what is wrong or why we're having these issues, but it's more important to know what are some strategies that can help us so that we can prevent being overwhelmed, prevent the chaos of it all, and do amazing.